This is Friday, May 29th, and our evening prayer, and we're drawing to a close our reading of the whole book of Philippians this week. I'll finish with chapter 4, verse 14 to 20. Yet it was good of all of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more can be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I remember first when I came back to Miami to serve as a pastor of Granada, that we had a missionary that I only heard from when he needed money. A crisis would come and I'd get a phone call. It seemed awkward that we never talked at other times, and that he was always asking for money. Now, some of this I understand, because as a pastor, there are times when I have to ask people to support the church and the work of ministry, and it feels awkward to ask people for money. Paul has been in this place where he had to let the church know about his needs, but notice that he desires what may be credited, as he says, to their account. Now, what does he mean by that? You see, he's not laying a burden on them and telling them they must give. No, he's providing them an opportunity to live out their faith. He sees their gifts not as to him, but as to the Lord, and that indeed is how all our gifts should be seen. They don't owe Paul anything. He served the churches freely, so whatever they give, as he says, is a fragrant offering given to the Lord. Indeed, this is the way all our gifts are meant to be. But do we see it this way? Are we giving freely to the Lord? Or are we giving out of some sort of transaction, either between us and God or us and the church? Now, I say this not to talk primarily about giving. Here is when we learn the nature of the gospel, the way the gospel works. You see, God loves us freely, and we freely love him back. So we also freely give to support a church or a missionary or a ministry. We love because he first loved us. Paul finally says, God will supply all your needs based on the riches that we have in Christ. He says it's all of grace. It's all gift. God provides for you, and you extend this grace of giving to others in many different ways. And this is how our giving can become so important to our learning and living out of the gospel. Let's pray. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Lord, our provider. Thank you for being so gracious and giving so faithful to us. Indeed, we have nothing except what you have given to us. Our lives, Lord, help us to live every day and receive it as a gift from your hand. Help us to learn your way of grace and then enable us by your Holy Spirit to join in the grace of giving. For I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.